The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want you to think back to when you were young. It might be harder for some of us. But remember when you were a child and you'd be walking along with your parents around the neighborhood, maybe down to the local store, or maybe you were on your own and just walking around, and there'd be a sidewalk, and then right next to it's a little curb. How often as a little kid did you kind of jump up on the curb and try and walk that entire path all the way down as long as you could, and you'd fall off multiple times? It's like, oh no, gotta get back on. But if we try that today, we think, oh, you know, this was fine as a child. But now it's really difficult to keep balanced. What if I break an ankle? What if I look like a fool? So instead, we do the sensible thing and walk along the much broader, much easier sidewalk. While this is fine for something as mundane as walking to the store, the gospel tells us today that the path to heaven is narrow, reminding us that despite how difficult it can be to walk the just and narrow path, it's something we must do. We can't make excuses for ourselves and our sins. We can't give up and take the wide and easy road in the opposite direction. It's a reminder to never give up, and instead, every time we fall, to get back up and try again. That really is the secret to the spiritual life. Because we are fallible humans, we will always fall. We just get back up and try again. God bless you.